Hello, and welcome to our Lenten blog series. My name is Pastor Matt, and today I want to talk to you about two very distinctive things. Well, see, most of us have been to funerals. It's a time of great mourning, a time of to remember a person that died and how they lived. We share stories about them. You might even laugh at a particular funny one. There's a remembrance of life. There is sadness. And there is also sometimes even hope, though that can be seeming far away. But there is something that I would like to address before we go on, is that death is inevitable. It comes for us all. Where we find Job this week is in the midst of that realization that death comes for all. Man who is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. He flees like a shadow and continues not. This is how Job begins his speech about the inevitability of death. He's overwhelmed with grief and also not the great advice from his friends, Job thinks about death. How would it be a comfort to die rather than to live? I think many in the world can understand and even empathize with Job. He's in the midst of despair that he says, "Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? There is not one." Job sits in the ashes, the dust of the earth, and he contemplates death. He believes that death is a long-lasting, that it's unavoidable and permanent. He even asks God to let him enjoy his day, to get away from him and let him die. "Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would conceal me until your wrath be past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me." Job is looking at everything going on around him, everything that's happened to him, and he says, "Why am I not dead? What use is living in all of this?" This is heartbreaking. Many of us know this pain. To contemplate death, the finality of it, its inevitability, wishing for it. These are the times when looking all around, it's easy to lose hope. Job certainly speaks as if he's lost it, that there is no hope for him. But Job actually betrays himself. For he's still, even in the midst of all of this, has hope in the Lord. Even as he's considering death and he's considering all of its interesting parts, he makes a remark about a tree. "For there is hope for a tree. If it be cut down, then it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease." You might be wondering, okay, he reminds himself of a tree. It's right in the middle of the text. He actually goes back to grieving after this point. So why does he put his hope and even say this piece of hope in a tree? Well, it is here that we see that Job still has a bit of hope in the midst of darkness. See, when a tree, even in a stump, if it's given good enough water, if it's given suitable place to grow, its roots can dig back in and it can grow again. Little buds can shoot off from it. And what once was dead, or seemingly dead, can be made alive again. This hope is realized when a root will come out of the stump of Jesse, which will be a branch to his tree. This root, this branch, this budding to new life brings life eternal. And even when he was put on and hung upon a tree, he was raised to new life. There is hope even amidst grief, even amidst death, there is Christ, the root of Jesse, who brings life and light and hope to those who walk through the darkness of death. And even death's inevitability is washed away, as those who trust in Christ and put their faith in him have eternal life. They will be as new trees, whose roots are watered with the Word of God, Christ, the living water. So let this be our hope amidst all strife and adversity. Let us put our hope in Christ. Amen.